That's in part some of what Howard Tolman wrote about in his article that is posted on Inc.com today. It's called What Comes Around Goes Around. Howard, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I was mostly focused on the fires because of what is so messed up in California. But the truth is, as you just said, I mean, the insurance situation and the sort of lack of insurance and the inability of the state, you know, backstop programs to protect people is just as bad in Florida, just as bad in North Carolina. And, you know, the response of the companies, the insurers, has been to raise the rates. I think the rates in Florida are up 50% year over year. And that's if you can get coverage, because what's happening is most of these companies are trying to get out of the business. It's just not worth it for them. And the states are not giving them the ability to raise their rates to cover the risk. And I don't even know if they would stay in, if they could raise their rates, because you can't protect yourself against these catastrophic events.
Right. But so these companies are still making money, right?
Well, they make a lot of money for all kinds of reasons. I mean, you know, about 2 years ago, I wrote about one of our new little companies, which is selling you insurance based on how many miles you drive. And most of us don't drive. You're an exception because you're a crazy commuter.
Right.
But most of us, you know, if we drove 15 or 20 miles a week, that would be a bunch. We pay exactly the same as somebody driving a truck, you know, not a truck commercially, but driving every single day a 50 mile commute. And that was crazy. But, you know, of course they make money. They make money in all kinds of different ways. They also have a million exceptions when you think you're covered.
Right.
And, you know, that's equally frightening. But, you know, I'll tell you the other thing, and this is really something that I just think it's starting. If the insurance industry wasn't bad enough, the mortgage industry is worse. And I think what we're going to see is these mortgage companies are going to say, now, if you want to buy a house, forget title insurance, we're going to need you to pay cash because we don't know if there's a loss, whether your insurance company is going to be good for the loss. And therefore, the fact that we have, you know, some rights under that isn't going to protect us as getting your mortgage paid off. So that's going to be staggering. And I think that's going to start on the West Coast, with these super expensive, you know, $10 and $20 million houses. And they're going to say to these people, if you want to buy this house, we want to see 100% cash as a payment, so we know that, you know, we're protected.
I think we want to think that they all have that kind of money just, you know, hanging out in a bank account somewhere. But there are also a lot of people out there who weren't living in $10 million homes or $30 million homes.
Well, that's not only the case, but it's sort of disgusting that we know more about, like, the five celebrities who really, who cares, right? I mean, there's 10,000 people who aren't celebrities, and their losses are probably going to be 10 times that. Because, you know, they're interviewing the celebrities at their second and third homes. You know, I mean, I don't have a lot of sympathy. I mean, I have some sympathy. I understand losing things that are near and dear to you. But the truth is, those aren't the people that are, as you say, that are going to be most hurt by this. I mean, this is a catastrophic situation, and I don't know how they're going to come back. Plus, I think they might finally bite the bullet and just say, much like, you know, they finally got around to saying to people who are in flood zones, you just can't build in some of these areas. We know that whether it's a fire next year or 2 years from now or a mudslide or whatever it is, that the houses are going to be destroyed. And this idea that you're going to build back, which has always been sort of the, you know, the reaction, like we'll rise again and we'll build back. I think some of these states and some of these companies are going to say, forget it. You know, you can do it, but we're not insuring you at all. And then you really wonder whether that's going to, you know, change the way the land is used. And frankly, in Malibu and some of these places, I think the public would be perfectly happy to have the beaches be accessible again.
Yes, yes, they would. There's no doubt about that. But you can't, you can't take that away from the people who paid whatever amount of millions they paid for it and legally purchased it. And to say they don't have the right to build back, then what happens? They're just out of that money, out of that land?
Well, I think their insurance company would pay him whatever the insurance company could pay him. And by the way, that was the other point of my article, is that the states, you know, allegedly have, you know, a fund for people who can't otherwise get insurance. And those policies have exploded. They're up 40 or 50% in the Palisades. But, you know, once the state pays you the money, you're not required to rebuild on the same site. You could take the money and be smart and go somewhere else where you could either buy a house or you could build a house, but in a area that wasn't likely to catch fire again in 2 years.
Right. And I mean, will we ever have what is needed to prevent a house from catching fire due to wildfires?
You know, there were people who had roof sprinkler systems. There were people who had a lot of different stuff, and nothing withstood this, mostly because they didn't take into account the 100-mile-an-hour winds, which were like blowtorches. You know, it was one thing if there was a ground fire, if you wanted to protect your roof from a few, you know, embers that were being blown, you know, 10 miles away. It was insane where the stuff was flying in the air, but nothing protected any of these houses in terms of offsetting the damage from the fire in the winds. So,
except for that VW van that I still don't really believe survived.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, this is a question that's been asked for years about tires. How is it possible that we haven't figured out how to make a tire that lasts? And the answer is that isn't remotely in the interest of the tire manufacturers, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the idea that we're not all driving on, you know, 100% run flat, safe tires that never wear out and don't require air and all these things, that should have been 50 years ago.
Right.
And to this day, we still don't have anything like that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Howard. Stay warm today.
Take care. Thank you.
That's Howard Tolman, the article he wrote, and he also talks about business interruption insurance and several other things. It's really interesting. You'll find that at inc.com.